Okay, we're just starting off with a few people here, but there's no time like the present.
我们现在开始今天的课程。虽然就是刚刚讲的 no time like present， 就是说现在就是即时就是最佳的选择。
Yeah, we could say like now is the right time or something like that.
现在就是最佳的选择。Yeah, that's how you say it.
Okay, right. Because time is always passing, of course, and we can't get it back, so it's best to make the most of the time we have.
因为时间总是很快的就过去了，那我们最好是能够掌握现在。
Okay, so we'll begin the Bible class by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们开始我们今天的课程，那让我们先做反弹。向天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个机会，时间让我们能够学习你的话语。
We give thanks for the freedom that you've given to us in order that we can gather together without persecution.
也感谢你给我们这样的自由，让我们可以聚集在一起学习，而不会受到任何的阻挡。
And so we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now today's lesson is going to be based around these three things. I need to talk a little bit about precise language. There's a couple of concepts there.And then we'll move into the divine dynasphere, which should take up most of the lesson. And then if we still have time, then I'll introduce the next topic, which is covenants or promises mentioned in scripture.
好，我们今天的课程呢，大概会分成三部分。第一部分呢，就是精确、明确的语言。第二部分呢，就是神圣的动力求。第三个部分呢，就是在我们圣经里所有的应许。那我们大部分的时间会放在神圣的动力球这边。
Okay, yeah, so the first thing is precise language. We've sort of talked a little bit about that over the last week or so. Being precise in your thinking and having the correct vocabulary and how important it is to understand the language you're using.
好，我们上个礼拜其实在已经有大约把这个所谓精确的语言哈，大概有提到过。那基本上是希望我们呢，所有的思维都是非常非常精确的。那同时呢，要用对的、正确的语言来表达这个精确的思维。
It's very important, obviously, to understand language properly, because if you don't, and if things aren't defined properly, it leaves room for what we call ambiguity.
好，就说我们其实呢，一定要很明确的知道每一个字它真实的、明确的意义，否则话呢，所有的这个传达意义都进入一种模糊的状态。
Yeah, I'll put the word on the board here. As a noun, actually, it gets a bit long, but we say ambiguity. It's a weapon of politicians when they don't want to say exactly what they mean, or they're trying to hide the truth, and they'll sort of speak around in circles without using precise language.
这个 ambiguous 和 ambiguity、这两个字就一个是形容词，一个是名词，都是形容词就是模糊的，然后名词就是模糊。那其实这种在语言上的模糊性啊，其实是政治那些政客们最喜欢。用的方式，因为他们希望讲的话呢不太明确，让大家没有办法来质疑他。
When a politician or even any person uses ambiguity, it can usually stem from two things. One is that they're ignorant and they don't know how to say what they're thinking properly.
就是政客们呢，他们之所以要模糊他们的语言，有的时候是因为他们不是很明确的知道他们真正的回答应该是什么。
Or it can be, you know, the person could actually know what they want to say and whatever they express. It could be a real concept. It could be a good concept, but they don't have the language to express it. That's another thing which can cause ambiguity, but it's not intentional in that case.
那另外一种状态呢，是有一些人他很清楚，他脑子里是清楚他想说什么，但是他却不太确定该用什么样的语言来表达，所以也造成了他的说话模糊。
It's a big problem for people that aren't native speakers of a language. Now, your language concepts are very limited. And instead of understanding or using a synonym, which would be more precise, you have to go with just a fairly plain word, just because you don't have the language.
那这种状况呢，对于这些就是比如说讲那个语言不是他的第一母语的人哦，就是像我们现在学英文的时候，我们讲英文就是不是那么精确，是因为我们没有那些精确的词汇。
Yeah, and that's why when people that don't understand the language properly, but maybe they're put into a situation where they have to use it, it can lead to a lot of confusion, whether it's in business or politics or teaching a subject.
所以甚至呢，就是有的时候呢，我们对一个外语的那个词汇，它真实的意义认识也不清。但是我们因为词汇很少，只好用这个词来表达我们想讲的另外一个意思。那这样讲起来之后，不论是在谈生意或者是教学，或者是在有一些交流上面，都会造成大家越讨论越模糊。
But a lot of people actually use ambiguity. Again, they use it intentionally to disguise the fact that they don't know the subject, or maybe they're trying to deceive somebody.
那第三种状况呢就更惨啦，就是有人呢想要利用这个语言模糊性呢来欺骗。
Now, in the Bible, when we do our Bible studies, obviously you have to be precise because the Bible is precise once you look into the original languages. It's very accurate.
而我们要了解啊，我们的圣经其实用的词汇都是非常精准的，尤其是在它原始的这个圣经所用的语言，就是它原始是在希伯来文是旧约，然后希腊文是新约，所以以它原始的语言写的时候，其实是非常精准的。
But I'll give you an example that I've seen from a recent TV show we're watching, and then it occurred to me that actually it happens a lot, not just in Hollywood and TV shows, but just in society in general, using ambiguity to promote satanic propaganda.
听他想要举一个例子，就是他最近看到一些电视节目呢，他其实在用模糊的语言想要去宣传一些撒旦的概念。
See, the example I'm going to use is about relationships, about how God has established men and women with their sexual identity. A man is a male and a woman is a female. And then when they get married, they're called a husband and wife in marriage. That's defined by the Bible, very clear, in very clear terms.
我们都知道圣经呢，对于一个男人跟一个女人，他们结婚成为丈夫跟太太这样子的一个定义，一个婚姻的定义，在我们的圣经里是非常精确的。
But what happens a lot, and you see it, you know, Hollywood tends to promote liberalism, so it's always sort of leading liberalism, especially with these people that's in their own personal lives, and it also manifests through movies and TV shows, but you know, from their personal lives as well.
但是在好莱坞呢，他们在做这些影视节目的时候，他们其实就想要用一种比较模糊的状态来诠释婚姻。
I just gave the example that when God created people, we have two sexes, man and woman. And now, obviously, you have people saying, well, we don't want to define what the sex is. You know, let's be loose about this and let's not put labels on things.
那就像当初神造男女，他是定义这个性别是非常明确的，但是现在呢，却这些影视或者是某一些人呢，他们就企图要把这个所谓性别模糊化。
And that's becoming almost like a common phrase now. Don't put a label on it. Don't put a name to it, because we need to be loose and flexible.
About sex.
What about sex and about relationships as well?
而现在呢，几乎成为一种流行，就是说不要把性别或者是关系贴上标签。他们都觉得任何的男女，好，都是一种标签。
In one TV show we saw, in the movie itself, you had the guy and the girl, and the guy was quite interested in having a relationship with this girl. But the girl said, no, I don't want to put a label on this. You know, don't call me your girlfriend, and I won't call you your boyfriend. We'll just sort of keep it loose, and I don't want to call this a relationship.Because sometimes I might like you and sometimes I don't like you and sometimes I want to have sex with you and sometimes I don't. And, you know, and she wanted to be this free agent without committing herself. That's what it was. She didn't want a commitment.
就像we're talking about reality or the TV
shows. This was in the TV show, but remember that sort of mirrors reality as well.
就是现在你可以常常看到电视里面的一些影集啊，里面男的女的交往，然后那个女生就跟那个男的说，哎呀，我不想要贴上 你的女朋友的标签。好，所以我们呢就不要称彼此为男女朋友，那这样的话我们就比较有这个弹性。好，然后呢我们的这个关系就变成是一个比较更有弹性化的，好，没有标签化的一个状态。那这种形式虽然说是在电视影集里，但它也可以相当程度的反映了我们现在在一些所谓西方文明社会里面的一些概念。
But the Bible is very clear, obviously, that when a man and a woman enter into a relationship, before they have sex or sexual relations, they're supposed to get married, and then they become a husband and wife. And before then, you know, they can be going dating, for example, and then eventually that would move into boyfriend and girlfriend. But traditionally in society, whatever stage you're at, there's always a label. But now, you know, the common trends don't put a label on it. So we can be very open and do whatever we want to do, whatever day, however it suits us, according to our emotions.
而在圣经里面教导我们的是非常清楚的，就是说男生女生哈，原来就是开始有兴趣了，就会开始所谓的约会，约会之后就确认变成男女朋友，然后男女朋友在有性关系前，他们就会结婚，才开始有性关系，这些都是非常非常清楚的一个轨迹，该有的一个规范。但是现在呢，就大家就全部都乱了，都不希望这些任何的这种承诺。也就是说没有承诺就没有所谓的标签，然后所以大家的关系是非常混乱的。
So what they're involved in is what we call relativism, okay? And relativism is also ambiguity, of course. They're trying not to put labels on things, but they're being relative is saying that we're not absolute. See, this is the opposite. Absolute is saying I'm male, okay? Whereas relativism is saying, well, I could be a male, but I might be a female. Maybe next year I'll become a transgender or something.
所以这种哈所谓的模糊呢，它其实就是有一种叫做好像这种相对性的这种主义，相对主义。那而这个相对主义就是跟我们之前所讲的绝对性是两个是相反的。就我们绝对就是我绝对是女的，好，他绝对是男的。可是相对性呢，就相对主义呢，就是说哦，我比较偏向于男的，或我比较偏向于女的，就是他就不愿意承认真正的状态。
See, everything in God's plan, including God himself, is absolute, it's fixed, and there's no way that it's going to change or that it's going to be mixed in with something else. God is absolute.、Right?
因为神呢，就是一个绝对的神，他对所有的事情都有很明确的这个分辨性，所以他绝对不可能用一种相对的说法。
Yeah, again, this comes out in his use of language and the way that we need to be accurate with language.
因此呢，对于语言来讲，我们也一样要用绝对正确的语言。
Again, you know, liberalism, liberal thinking in society tries to do away with absolute terms and absolute principles. And this is where it comes out, you know, just by example, in relationships or in sexual identity.So, you know, we see liberalism promotes not defining things, and so that things can be very loose, whether it's relationships or, what do I say, sexual identity.
所以所谓的这个自由派的呢，他们就喜欢让所有事情都模糊化，然后用一种相对主义来谈论事情，而不用绝对精确的方式来谈论事情。
Okay. See, Bible doctrine is actually, for a person that doesn't want to follow God's plan or the word of God, it's very restricting, and they don't like to be restricted.
这个圣经呢，他就很喜欢把事情规定得很明白。那自由主义呢，就不喜欢被任何事情有所规定。
Yeah, you know, there are borders as to how far you can go left or right, but if you remain within the borders, you're actually free. There's a lot of freedom.Within those borders.
而我们的这个圣经在教导的呢，它绝对是有一个界限的，在界限内是怎么样的自由都 OK 的。
There's actually a word that comes out in the Hebrew, Jeshurun, and it's used to mean upright, but the Bible talks about these upright believers, the Jeshurun believers. Okay, I wasn't going to get into this, but I just wrote that, say Jeh, but it's actually, Jeshurun.I'll bring this up as a topic later, but Jeshurun is from the word Yashar, which actually means straight. These are the straight or upright believers.
好，在希伯来文里面有一个字啊，叫 Jeshurun。 那它其实呢就是意思就是直的好非常的正确的
Yeah. Because there's a straight path that God insists on us walking. And it does have boundaries. God is saying, this is the path that you need to walk.
就是这个字的意思就是说它就像一个直直的一条路一样。好因为它是直通的所以你也不太需要什么所谓的这个栅栏边界。然后这个就是神要我们走的路。
And again, if you stay within those boundaries, there's freedom within the boundaries. You should not feel restricted by those boundaries because with your motivation, your love for God, that's the path you want to walk. And you realize there's an immense amount of blessings when you stay in those boundaries.
所以在这样的一条直通真理的大道上它其实是因为我们对神的爱所以我们其实不会在乎这个路旁边的这个所谓的界这个边界那在这个边界内你的整个的向前行它其实是充满了祝福的
But liberalism, again, that takes away those boundaries and says you just wander whatever way you like because there was no absolutes.
而对于那些所谓自由派的人来讲呢就他们就连这样子的这种所谓的界边界他都不要他要把它拿走之后呢他爱走到哪儿去就走到哪儿去这是他们所追求的。
And that's why they would say that Christians are arrogant, perhaps, or that Christians have no fun. What else do they talk about Christians? Yeah, they say that Christians are very restricted.
所以对他们自由派的人来讲呢，所谓基督徒呢，就是很没趣的，非常的僵硬、直线的。然后，反正就是对他们来说，这是一种非常固执、己见的一种路。
And there's also a lot of friction between believers and unbelievers as well. When you get judgmental believers, judgmental Christians, and they're telling the unbeliever what they should be doing. And they're saying, oh, you can't be gay and you can't call yourself this title and you can't do this and that. What they should be saying is, you can't not believe in Jesus Christ. You know, the key issue is to get these people to believe in Jesus Christ. Their behavior and whatever they're doing, that's irrelevant.
Earth.很多时候呢会让那些非信徒会认为基督徒呢是充满了这个批判性的好说哦你不该变成同性恋好你不该怎样怎样怎样但实际上我们基督徒应该要教导的是说你应该要爱神
If there's a lot of unbelievers in society and they're walking the path of unrighteousness for example you know, and there's a lot ofWe saw in Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible, a lot of homosexuality. Eventually, God wiped those cities out.
而那些很多不信神的人呢，他们因为搞不清楚状况，所以他们就做了非常多很不对的事情，就像所罗马语。加摩拉还是
哥
俄摩拉对对对所罗马与俄摩拉好那个城呢就是充满了同性恋跟乱伦等等的这些问题所以神最后只好把这个城都毁了
yeah, Now obviously those people just like in any place where there's going to be divine discipline those people would have been warned there would have been warning from God and they didn't listen God saved the believers and he destroyed the unbelievers
就在历史上你就看到就是说很多的人呢他因为不相信神他也不相信神给要求的界限结果最后呢就是各种滔天大祸都来了然后神就会从信徒与非信徒之间把那些信徒拉出来然后让非信徒受苦受难
Now that's an extreme example of course
这当然是非常极端的一些例子
Yeah, but you could take the United States, for example, a lot of people, they're just not following God's principles and God's laws anymore. And we're seeing a lot of misery in that country.
就像美国呢现在你也可以看得出来就说有非常的人就是不按照神他给我们的规律在生活所以就引来了非常多的苦难。
And a lot of believers are actually scared about what's happening to their once great nation. And that's why they're getting out and they're blaming the unbelievers for the mess. So a lot of believers are involved in sin and unrighteousness as well.
所以有很多的这个信徒基督徒在美国你看到他们非常埋怨那些非信徒的这种很混乱的状态。但是呢也基督徒会觉得说天哪这个美国曾经这么伟大的一个国家将来怎么办所以他们非常的埋怨这些非信徒但是也有不少的基督徒他们也一样是有一些罪行在发生
But if the unbelievers are not going to listen to the Christians about believing in Jesus Christ, then why would they want to believe to listen to them about saying you have to stop your gay behavior, or you have to stop your violence in the streets, or you know, you have to vote for this party? The unbelievers are not going to listen to the believers anyway.
如果这些非基督徒都不愿意相信耶稣基督，那么他们如何会听信这些基督徒的话说，啊，不要做 gay， 不要有这些暴行、暴力等等的这些事呢？
You have believers, they're trying to evangelize, they're doing their job, but if the unbeliever's not listening, all you can do is just leave them to it, and let them be disciplined by God.
如果他就是不可能，非基督徒不可能听基督徒的，那你能拿他们怎么办呢？所以你就只可能留神来决定要怎么处置。
And you can relax knowing that you've done your job, and then also knowing that God, regardless of how bad the situation will get, God will protect you.
而你基本上就是要还是放轻松，让神来决定该怎么办，而且你要有信心，神是会保护你的。
Okay, but again, you know, Satan is always promoting a lack of definition. You know, he's always promoting this liberalism. He doesn't want people thinking in terms of absolutes. You know, do what you want to do, be what you want to be.
而撒旦呢，永远都是在宣导自由主义的，因为他绝对不希望你学习基督徒那样有规范的去生活。
Anyway, so that's enough about that. Now, what I'll do is we'll get back onto the topic about the divine dinosphere.
那我们现在来谈第二个主题，就是神圣的动力球。
Now, come down on the slideshow here.
我们来看一下这个投影片。
On Wednesday, we were talking about how God has provided us the spiritual life, which we can call the divine dinosphere. Yeah, we're relating that to suffering as well.
Right.
Because we're talking a lot about suffering.
好，上礼拜三已经讲到了这个，就是我们的苦难哈。但是这里面也当然都是跟我们的这个神圣的动力球的这个步骤有关。
I'll just show you through this, and that brings the subject of suffering and the divine dinosphere together very nicely, actually.
好，我们上礼拜的最后一张投影片呢，就是讲到这个所谓的这个叫捷径哈。很多基督徒呢，想要更快。能够荣耀得到荣耀的捷径，但是这一件事情就已经跟我们在谈这个神圣的动力球已经是很有关的。
Because we're talking about glorifying God through evidence testing.
因为我们在讲说，我们最终呢能够荣耀神的方法呢，是一个见证的这个见，我们对神的见证。
That requires application of the Word of God under great pressure.
那也就是说呢，在最大的压力的情况下，我们依然可以使用神所给我们的话语。
And I'll give you these verses again, but remember we were also talking about how some people like to have a shortcut. They like to take shortcuts to glorifying God.
而我们也提到就是说呢，有一些人呢，他们想要走捷径来荣耀神。
And we had these examples here. It's really not a complete list, but we had people that think that performing miracles and ecstatics, did you have a word for that? This means that they're great Christians because they could perform miracles or they could get involved in what we call ecstatics, which is like visions and dreams and things like that. Or just say performing miracles. That's a little bit complex.
好，就说第一种呢，就是他能够行使神迹。
Yeah, see, it's quite natural for a new believer, maybe if they walk into a church, or, and again, it's not just in Christianity, other religions as well, and they see somebody performing miracles, and wow, this person must be very close to God.
所以我们上礼拜就有讲到，就是说有一些基督徒，因为他看到有一些人在行使神迹，比如说医治啦或什么的，他就觉得说，哦，这个人一定是很厉害的基督徒，他才能行使神迹。
And I have to emphasize it happens in other religions as well, because miracles can be performed by demons just as easily as they can be performed by God.
所以我们也讲到就是说，其实呢，可以行使神迹这件事情可不是真的是只有基督徒才能做的。非常多的异教，好，就是经由这个所谓魔鬼的帮助，他一样可以行使神迹。
Now, God has to allow that to happen, of course.
当然啦，这也是神让他们可以做的。
Okay, but you know, we do see many times in history even in the Bible, we see that there's demonic influence and demonic activity, demon activity performing miracles.
我们在过去的历史上就看到很多的异教或魔鬼他们在行使神迹的状态。
Okay, and the other thing that we mentioned was the Christian service. See, some people think that if they do lots of Christian service or build up a big church or build up a big reputation, then that means they're closer to God and that they're going to get these great rewards.
第二种就是基督徒的所谓的事工, 不管是做很大的事工或盖很大的教会, 那常常就让人觉得说, 哦, 他是更靠近神, 更大的力量去荣耀神。
And the other thing was martyrdom. Remember, martyrdom means dying for Jesus Christ in this case. As a Christian, you're willing to die for Jesus Christ.
第三种呢,就是为耶稣基督而死,就是以烈士的态度,好,来荣耀神。
And it's quite possible, I did send that file out, Fellowship with God, that book from Max. And in chapter 4, I think it was, he explained how some people were trying to die to get shortcuts to eternal rewards.
就在这个Max他所写的书
Fellowship with God
与神的关系吧
Something like that
好那这个第四章里面就有讲到说 有一些人呢他还会期待自己更快的好 以这个烈士的身份来为神而死 成为一个基督徒的烈士 那这种方式他其实有的时候是用了比较极限快速的方式 他以为这样可以荣耀神
And we call it like shortcuts to advancement, which is not really a shortcut as well. It's not the true path. It's not going to get you glorifying God.
但是我们要知道这个我们称之为捷径, 实际上它都不会真的成为真正荣耀神的方法。
Yeah, the only way you glorify God is by applying His word, His thinking, under pressure, under the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit.
而真正能够荣耀神的方法只有一个,就是呢,在任何伟强大的压迫下,你仍能够将神的话语,神的思维,把它真正行使在你的生活形式上。
Yeah, everything has to be supplied by God. The provision that allows you to pass your test is from God. It can't be from yourself.
也就是说我们要强调的是,任何我们能够通过所有的测试的原因, 都不是来自你,而是来自神给的能力。是神在帮助我们通过每一次的这个试炼。
Yeah, and the greatest way that God will prove that His word is effective is when it's tested under great pressure.
有那个能力都是在我们受到极大的压迫下依然能够行使神的思维跟话语这才是真正荣耀神
And that's what we saw in these verses I'll just repeat them once more and then we'll have a break and then if you haven't looked at the verses you can do it during the break I guess
我们等一下休息一下 但是大家可以在休息的时候先预习一下 这几个就是现在荧幕上下面这一行的这些金句
Okay, it's James 1:12.
雅各书1:12.
Revelations 2:10.
启示录2:10.
Okay, both those verses talk about the Christian under suffering. If he passes his test, he will get the crown of life.
这两段呢，都是在谈到基督徒呢，在很大的苦难之下，依然能够行使神的话语的时候，之后就会得到神的荣耀。
Okay, we have a similar concept in Romans 12:12.
然后罗马书12:12.
2 Timothy 2:12
然后提摩太后书2:12
And then 1 Peter 2:20
彼得前书2:20
We'll look at that first 1 Peter 2:20 after the break in more detail
好,我们现在要先来讲彼得前书2:20
Okay, so just take a break now for 15 minutes maybe
好,所以请大家 休息15分钟 把这几句金句都仔细的默读一下
We'll see you back here at 3:30
然后3点 30分回来